Now I am become death, the destroyer of worlds.
Global civilization is clearly on the edge of failure.
What are you really afraid of?
Hast thou eaten of the fruit of the tree whereof I told thee thou shouldst not eat?
The moral to be drawn from this nightmare situation is a simple one.
You simply have to turn your back on a culture that has gone sterile and dead and get with the program of a living world and a re-empowerment of the imagination.
More than machinery, we need humanity.
Fundamental changes in society are sometimes labeled impractical.
Our birth, our death, our being in the moment, these are mysteries. They are doorways opening on to unimaginable vistas of self-exploration.
The contemplation of death and the acceptance of death is very highly generative of creative life.
Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men, machine men with machine minds and machine hearts.
The society is trying to cure itself by an archaic revival.
What account would we give of our stewardship of the planet Earth?
The world is not an unsolved problem for scientists or sociologists. The world is a living mystery.
I suppose we all thought that, one way or another.
Don't give yourselves to brutes, men who despise you, enslave you, who regiment your lives, tell you what to do, what to think, and what to feel.
Don't let it happen. It depends on you.
Welcome to Death in the Garden. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Death in the Garden. This is going to be the first of our foray into having primo podcasts. So for the free subscribers, you are going to just get a little taste of this episode. If you're a paid subscriber, you'll get the whole thing. So just keep that in mind. Today we're talking with Alex Leff, who's a really cool person who reached out to us, and he's become a very fast friend of ours. He's a filmmaker and he's an editor on like Vice TV shows and stuff, but he's created this incredible project called Human Nature Odyssey, which we just absolutely love. And he also made this really wonderful film called Cycle of Memory. He's just very kin, you know, like his project, Human Nature Odyssey, is all about Daniel Quinn's Ishmael, and he breaks it down in this incredibly beautiful and cinematic way, and it's just a really incredible podcast, and I'm going to put all of that stuff in the show notes so you guys can check it out, because I'd highly, highly recommend his project is like more well-produced than anything I've ever really heard before. It's so nice.
Yeah, it's really cool. And if you're somebody who likes Daniel Quinn, if you like Ishmael, if you like those ideas and concepts and want to spend more time in that world, please go listen to that podcast, because he spends a lot of time digging into the nuances and ideas and concepts that are what you could call Quinnian. And so it was very exciting to find his work and feel like there was somebody else out there who was just as interested and moved by Ishmael. And he actually has a really great podcast with Rennie Quinn, Daniel Quinn's wife, who is still alive. And it was a really interesting podcast. And it was really cool to hear a little bit about their life together and the process that Daniel went through to write Ishmael and all those books. So it was really cool.
Yeah. And it was the only interview that Rennie has ever done.
Yeah.
Which is really cool. Like, Alex is just really like warm and inviting. He's a really wonderful guy. We're actually going to be able to meet him soon, which is going to be fun in person. But
it was a fun conversation. It was all over the place, but we got to really just have fun and riff and have a great conversation.
Yeah, he released this on his own Patreon as well. So for his paid subscribers, and so this was just a really great back and forth. You got to stick around to the end to really get into the minutia of his point of view about a lot of things. Like, we spent a lot of time kind of talking about Death in the Garden and then also talking about other things. And so it was a really fun conversation, though. And I think that we're probably going to collaborate with Alex on a lot of things in the future. So this will probably be first of many tastes of us all working together.
Yeah. So we hope you like this.
And so I am actually going to play you guys in with the trailer to Human Nature Odyssey so you can get a sense of how cinematic and how well-produced Alex's podcast is. And then we'll just roll right into the conversation after the trailer. So enjoy.
You are living the latest chapter of a 10,000-year story. It's the tale of a complex civilization with ancient roots, bizarre rituals, and strange customs. It wields power that over millennia has grown so enormous, it has transformed the world. And then, you were born. Hello, just thrown into this mess. At a time when even though this civilization is seemingly at its most powerful, it may not have the power to withstand its own demise. Welcome to Human Nature Odyssey. I'm Alex Leth. I'm a documentary filmmaker, immersive theater creator, and, I guess, now, a guy with a podcast. You were invited on a quest through history, mythology, and philosophy. Consider me your trusty sidekick. I'll be the Sam to your Frodo, the Chewbacca to your Han Solo, the Scarecrow to your Dorothy. When I was a kid, I knew the world was a mythical land to be explored, but it also felt like it was ending, just as I was getting to know it. Glaciers were melting, oceans were rising, species were disappearing. What the hell? I just got here. And I couldn't help but wonder, are humans doomed to destroy the world? Is that just our nature? Maybe you felt the same thing. But then, when I was 14, I encountered a very strange novel, Ishmael, by Daniel Quinn, about a telepathic gorilla who offers an outsider's perspective on humanity, civilization, and our relationship with nature. The questions raised in Ishmael planted seeds in my mind that have been growing ever since. These are the questions I want to share with you. Ishmael believes humans aren't inherently flawed or doomed, just captives of a society where our individual survival depends on our collective destruction. So maybe one way to think of this podcast is we're seeking a way out of our collective captivity. If you haven't already read Ishmael, perfect. This is for you. You don't need to read the book to enjoy this podcast. And if you have read the book before, I think you'll enjoy hearing these ideas examined, challenged, and added to. This is an adventure for people interested in how things came to be this way, for people that believe or want to believe that the world we live in now, despite being terrifying and unclear, is epic and enchanted, an incredible time to be alive. And this is for people who want essentially the inverse of Black Mirror, stories that can help us envision a better world in the future and how we might actually get there. The lands we'll travel through might be treacherous and full of danger, but I trust that together we'll make it out the other side. You can listen to Human Nature Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts, or go to humannatureodyssey.com. The very first episode will be released May 4th, 2023. Thanks for listening. Talk with you soon.
Oh, okay, great, Alex. Thanks for being on Death in the Garden. No. Yeah, why don't you start off, Alex?
It's an honor to be here.
Yeah, thank you. Give us a little bit of an introduction to yourself, a background, and you know what your podcast and work is all about.
All right, well, my name is Alex Leff, and I launched last year a podcast called Human Nature Odyssey. And I can't tell if it was a couple years in the works or half my lifetime in the works. I first read this novel, Ishmael, by Daniel Quinn, which I know has influenced you both as well, too, the summer before ninth grade. And at the time it was assigned to me, it was like the last thing I wanted to do. It was my summer vacation. I don't want to think about anything related to school, especially don't want to read some stupid book. But I read it, and it ended up opening up my mind to so many new ideas and kind of sent me on a path that has not been direct, and I've not known quite exactly where to go next, but I've just kind of been going down these questions that are raised in Ishmael about our civilization, our species, what we're doing here, what we could be doing here, why things are going so wrong, how they could go right. And those ideas have manifested in many different ways over the years. It began as an immersive experience, and then was this audio experience I was doing with people over the phone, and then it morphed into a podcast where it's living now. And so I have 8 episodes of season 1 of Human Nature Odyssey going through the ideas of this novel, Ishmael, with silly voices, sound effects, music, trying to make it a cinematic journey. And yeah.
Well, and I just want to say it's a very successful cinematic journey. You do a really great job of weaving it together, and you have this ability to storytell throughout the whole podcast, which is something that I envy. I wish I was better at sort of the performance and the production. That you've just really done an excellent job with it. And it's very it's really wonderful for people who haven't read Ishmael, but also for people who have. It just helps deepen the sort of conversation and, you know, spur more ideas. And it's, you know, the interesting thing I think for me with Ishmael is that, you know, he wrote this one book that took the world by storm, and it took him 8 years to finish it. And then after he kind of got his hearing with the public, he then wrote all of these other books, all of these other stories, all of these other things to continue to build this mosaic of this worldview that he was sort of cultivating. Mm-hmm. And right. So it's just really cool to listen to your podcast, and it sparks all of these questions that I have and all of these things that I hadn't thought about, but also that I had thought about. And so yeah. I really, really highly admire your podcast. It's really wonderful.
Thank you so much. And yeah, I mean, I was really excited to connect with you guys. I kind of imagine this is, I don't think this is a good metaphor, but I've been thinking about this metaphor for a few years. It's like there's this monolith, you know, from 2001 Space Odyssey in the middle of this little valley. And it's just this bizarre thing. And I guess what it would represent is our civilization, the fact that our species was on this earth for hundreds of thousands of years living sustainably. And then 10,000 years ago in a few isolated pockets, this thing's developed. And it's hard to tell exactly what the heck is happening. And it's just taking us on this ridiculous planetary roller coaster. And it's not very straightforward what this phenomenon is, whether it's inevitable, whether it's our destiny. And so there's this monolith in the valley. And I've been always fascinated by exploring around it and recognizing that exploring this thing can be kind of isolating and lonely. It's not what people at the bus stop are talking about. Not that anyone's talking to anyone in the real world anymore. So it's not what anyone on the Zoom meeting's talking about. But you know, then it's very exciting to find other people who are looking at this monolith and maybe from a different angle. And I noticed that there's some different camps, you know, and listening to your podcast, it's like, oh, these are people who have come to the same valley looking at the same monolith. And you guys, what I admire so much, have talked to so many folks. Essentially, you've been like going from tent to tent around this monolith, talking to all these different groups and people and thinkers and perspectives. And like you use the word mosaic, creating this rich mosaic that is really exciting, because I think so many people, and Daniel Quinn included with Ishmael, tried to reinvent the wheel with these ideas. It's like came up with terms from scratch, came up with this whole ideology from scratch, which is exciting, and I think it's worthy of doing. I'm personally interested in connecting some dots now and finding a community around this, and definitely felt like, yeah, you guys were very much a part of that.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's hard to find people, you know, it's easy to find people who are upset about the destruction of the world. It's easy to find people who are angry at capitalism or inequality, but to find people who are able to see even farther back, as Daniel Quinn would say, as a Martian anthropologist, to look back and really try to encapsulate the problems with a wider lens rather than a very either human or modern fixated view is very refreshing, because it's very unsatisfying to have conversations that don't encapsulate all that, because you feel like you're not getting at the problem. And so I just want to say that it's also very nice to find somebody who you can have a conversation with who, you know, gets the full breadth of what the problem is and how to address the problem and how to approach the problem. And so it's just, right. it's very nice. And yeah, it's nice to not have that very isolating feeling.